I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to my world. Tonight, Street Fighter 6 versus Tekken 8. Which video game sold more? You're about to find out. Who is with me? Give me a hell yeah! So, the sales are in. According to esports.net, they say Tekken 8 has managed to pass 2 million copies within just a few weeks. Passing 2 million in this short time means Tekken 8 sales are definitely going faster than Street Fighter 6 sales. While the game hasn't yet got a bigger player base, these new sales figures show it's growing faster. These are strong numbers, especially considering it took longer for Tekken 7 to hit the mark. Now, apparently in the UK, when Tekken 8 launched, its physical sales doubled those of Street Fighter 6's. Again, according to esports.net, they say Tekken 8 player count is double Street Fighter 6's launch in the UK. In the UK, fighting games are fairly popular. It seems like the Tekken series is the country's favourite, though. The UK physical sales for the launch weekend have been almost double the initial sales for Street Fighter 6, along with Mortal Kombat 1. Street Fighter 6 is probably the closest comparable game. Okay, so you have to take into consideration that physical sales only make up around 10% of the UK market and digital sales make up around 89 to 90%. But you also should take into consideration that this isn't the 2020 election where Joe Biden gets hardly any on the day votes, UK physical sales, but way more mail-in ballots, digital sales. Any normally audited process will show similar trends across all delivery mediums. Physical sales are usually analogous to digital sales. Whatever the physical is, digital will follow a pattern and ratio. So I'm expecting this trend to continue, but it is early days indeed. It is true that Street Fighter 6's physical sales in Japan were poor. According to Game Data Library, they say retail launch sales of Street Fighter 6 are the lowest in Japan for a mainline Street Fighter game since the original console launch of Street Fighter 3. 30% drop from Street Fighter 5. Not at all an unexpected result. You can see here at the top, Street Fighter 6 only had 33,000 launch sales in Japan, and every other Street Fighter game on the list since Street Fighter 2 beat it. Street Fighter 6 has fallen quite far since the days of Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2 sold 395,000 copies on launch day, but unfortunately, that's on the Super Famicom. Street Fighter 6 only sold less than 10% of that, 33,000. So Tekken 8's sales are impressive because it is not cross-platform. Those sales you just saw of Street Fighter 6 in Japan are on not only the new generation of consoles, but the old generation of consoles. For example, apparently 21,000 units in Japan were on the PlayStation 5 for Street Fighter 6, whereas 12,000 were on the PlayStation 4. Now, Tekken 8 was not released on the PlayStation 4 or old Xboxes. So considering no one with a PS5 would buy Tekken on PS4, that means Tekken would probably have doubled its sales had it been cross-platform. Tekken 8 has half the user base, pretty much, of Street Fighter 6, and yet it is still outselling Street Fighter 6, which makes it kind of unbelievable. Too long didn't read. Tekken 8 is doing better at this point in time than Tekken 7. Street Fighter 6 is also doing better than Street Fighter 5 was at this point, but not in Japan. And overall, Tekken 8 is outselling Street Fighter 6. Here are the numbers according to Benji Sales. He says, recent fighting games sales performance. Street Fighter 6, 2 million in around 1 month. Tekken 8, 2 million in under 3 weeks. Even Capcom admit that Street Fighter 6 is somewhat underperforming, according to EventHubs.com. They say, Capcom admits Street Fighter 6 won't sell as much as Resident Evil and Monster Hunter, but that is okay. They say it's quite interesting to see Capcom fully admit that to their investors and the public that Street Fighter 6 is not going to jump out and do Resident Evil or Monster Hunter numbers. And they said that in a recent kind of internal document that you can find on their website. Interesting, interesting. So Capcom kind of admitting that it's not their main top title anymore, which I think is kind of unforgivable. Hadouken, Shoryuken, those words are part of the collective consciousness of Western culture. And to not be able to exploit that and monetize that and accept that you're not going to really sell as much as before in its heyday, I think it's unforgivable. If they had a really shit hot marketing team and the developers gave people what they really wanted, which is something more like Street Fighter 2, I think they could be doing the sales of Resident Evil and Monster Hunter. I see no reason why not. But the fact is, Street Fighter 6 and Tekken 8 are selling pretty similar numbers. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer to find out whether Tekken 8 actually surpasses Street Fighter 6. Street Fighter 6, 1 million copies in about 3 days, 2 million copies in 1 month, and then in about 7 months, the sales slowed down and it's gotten to 3 million copies. Tekken is already very close behind after 1 month. So let's just wait and see, shall we? If you look at the Steam figures, it's quite interesting. If you compare both of the games, you can see Street Fighter 6 on launch here, and it had a peak of around 70,000 players. It immediately dipped, and it's been kind of dipping ever since. Tekken has only just released, and you can see on the right here, if I could, I'm actually going to, well, it's kind of hard to see because the chat box is in the way. So let's get the chat box off. You see Tekken had a larger player count on Steam when it was released, and now Street Fighter has just overtaken it here around February the 26th, and that is probably because around February 21, ending on the 26th, Street Fighter 6 had a boost in promotion because there was the Capcom Cup, where it was the first high profile tournament containing the game, and I believe that tournament around here peaked at about 311,000 viewers on Twitch. So that's why Street Fighter 6 has peaked here. If you look at the 7 day totals for Street Fighter 6 and Tekken 8, it's quite interesting. Tekken 8 seems to be doing generally better than Street Fighter 6. However, when it comes to 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., Street Fighter 6 tops Tekken 8, but all the other times of the day, Tekken 8 is doing better. It is a very close race, but as I said before, Tekken has a much smaller user base, a potential user base, than Street Fighter 6 because it is not cross-platform. As for the future, Street Fighter 6 DLC characters have just been announced, so that will obviously boost the sales of that. Tekken are looking to boost their sales with microtransactions. They just created a shop, which is actually pissing off gamers. And there is an upcoming Tekken tournament coming. There's a Tekken tournament upcoming, so that should also boost Tekken's sales. So, have you played both games? What do you think of the games? Which one do you think's better and why? I'd love to hear your opinions. And which do you think will sell more in the long run? Do you think Street Fighter 6 will reach its developers' goals of 10 million copies sold? Please let me know what you think in the comments. I would love to hear your opinions. Thank you very much for today. I am Johnny Massacre. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating at streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre or patreon.com/Johnny Massacre or paypal.me/ give me a hell yeah! GIMMEAHELLYEAH. And it really enables me to make these videos. So the next episode of Johnny Massacre's World, we're going to be talking more about Sweet Baby Inc., the woke consultancy company that is wokeifying games in order to make them ESG compliant so games developers can get low interest rate loans and funding to make their games at the expense of the game's quality. The CEO of Sweet Baby Inc. ran to Kotaku, the famously woke video gaming journalists and news site. And Kotaku bent the knee and just did what ideologues do and wrote a puff piece for Sweet Baby Inc. defending them against their crimes of destroying games and gaslighting the public and saying, no, we don't make games woke. But actually, Sweet Baby Inc. do make games woke. And I found some very, very disturbing footage of the CEO, Miss Belair, of Sweet Baby Inc. saying exactly what she wants to do with your video games. So don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. These people want to destroy your games. Here is something I found from Miss Belair in Sweet Baby Inc. from a podcast. Check this out.
work very hard to get marginalized talent into the industry, to protect them the way that we would want it to have been protected, to lift them up and to get them into an industry where they're too often shut out. And basically, I think to take over, take over, take over, take over, take over, in the hopes that some really dope people will be able to lead into kind of a new era for an industry that's been kind of, you know, the same way too long.
There you go. So CEO of Sweet Baby Inc., Miss Belair, saying that they use diversity in order to take over, take over, take over the system. That's what they want to do. It's all about power. Andrew Breitbart warned us about this in his book, Righteous Indignation. He told us the neo-Marxists led by Herbert Marcuse wanted to pry apart American culture like a crowbar using diverse people like trans, gay and stuff like that. And that's exactly what these Marxists are doing. They want to take over the system, but more on that in the next episode. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night, much love, and take care. Cheers.